This is Jeff Garcia, and you're listening to Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'll be joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast momentarily, but on this show, we're going to be discussing about the preseason. And yes, although it was a very negative preseason, we're going to try to focus on the good. What are some positives as the regular season is here? It's just days away. So what do we learn? Anything positive? Maybe some concerns? So let's go and dive right into this. Joe, first of all, welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Oh, thanks for having me back, man. And this is actually our take two because we had some gremlins over here on my side. We lost power in San Antonio.
Yeah, back home, it looks like some major storms are rolling through. But you know what, Joe? Speaking of major storms, the Spurs are trying to weather a storm right now, and that being the injury storm. We all know what happened to DeJounte Murray, Derek White. You got, who am I missing? Seriously, to a certain extent, Rudy Gay.
Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker. The list goes on and on. But the preseason is over. The Spurs finished 3-2. And the regular season is just days away as they have their home opener versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's at the AT&T Center. So, Joe, let's take a look back. Let's look back at the preseason, and let's try to focus on some positives here. So, Joe, I'll let you take the first stab at this. What is the one what is your first positive that you take away from the Spurs preseason?
First positive, you got to love the core group of young players that the Spurs have this coming season. I mean, they're raw. And they look good, though. They have all the skills they need to be very productive for years to come, you know. And I'm sure that with, you know, the coaching staff and the training staff and some time in the G League, that these young players are going to flourish into the, you know, the future for San Antonio. And I really did like a lot of out of what I saw from these younger players. And, you know, you have a Derek White. You had, you know, Lonnie Walker. I mean, you had Shizize Metu, Yaka Portal. You know, just to name a few. So they look very good in preseason play, and you know those raw skills that they possess right now. I was just in awe of them because I'm like, wow, you know, with a little bit of tweaking and a little bit of a little bit of knowledge, these guys can be very good, you know, for years to come. So that's something that we got to look forward to.
You know, one guy that was in the spotlight before the rash of injuries was Derek White. What did you like out of Derek White in, I believe he played, four games in the preseason?
Derek White already looked like he was in great game shape. He came in ready to play, which is, you know, just says a lot about him professionally. He looked very comfortable out there compared to last season and now this season. He was, at times, even he outshined DeJounte Murray, you know, in preseason play. I mean, there was a lot of good things that you could see that, you know, Derek White had worked on in the offseason. He just looked very confident out there, like he was ready to run the point, and he was going to be a very solid backup point guard, it looked like, to DeJounte Murray. Unfortunately, both of them got injured, so, I mean, the good thing is that we'll still get Derek White back, but you got to love the work that this young man put in the offseason, and it was showing, in, you know, in spades in the preseason play. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings to the game this season.
Yeah, Popovich did recently say that there's a good chance that White could be back sooner than later. Right now, it's projected to 6 to 8 weeks. Popovich did tell reporters recently that maybe it could be 2 to 4. And I think at this point, Joe, I think the Spurs will take it because they're so desperate for a legit point guard. You know, kudos to Patty Mills and Bryn Forbes, your favorite, Joe. You know, they're going to have to hold the fort down. But until then, you know, hopefully White can come back sooner than later. Now, statistically, you know, he averaged, 9.3 points per game, 2 assists a game, and about 3.5 rebounds in 20 minutes per game for Derek White. I need to see those assist numbers a little bit higher. But other than that, I mean, not a bad outing. It's a very small sample size, but it's something that you could project out. Joe, let's go and talk about another young fella, Lonnie Walker. What did you like about him in just one game, though? He only played one game. But did you learn anything? Well, maybe you were at the scrimmage.
Yeah.
You saw him play. You know, what did you think of him?
Yeah, I was at the scrimmage, and I saw him warming up. And he was entertaining the crowd. You know, he knew all eyes were on him. And he wanted to give something back to the fans. So he was putting on a show. He looked really good. He looked very, you know, he was very young. He's very athletic. He's quick. And you liked all the skills that he already possesses. The sky, you know, the sky's the limit for this guy. You know, most of these young guys, especially when somebody as dynamic as Lonnie Walker, he's very athletic. And he can get up there, man. This kid can jump. You know, he's going to be one of these guys that can have some explosive dunks and ignite the crowd. And not only that, but ignite the players on the court as well to, you know, give them some energy. He looks like he's going to be like an Energizer Bunny out there for the Spurs. It's going to be infectious. And he's always smiling, man. That's the thing about him. He's always happy. He's always smiling. He has like this good energy that he brings to the game. So I'm looking forward to seeing him develop into a really good player, probably in the next 2 to 3 years, you know. So I got my eyes on Lonnie Walker, and I think most Spurs fans should as well.
Yeah, well, Walker is, you know, he's just a kid. He's 19 years old, you know, not even old enough to drink yet. So, yeah, I mean, he's excited. What kid wouldn't be excited to be in the NBA? But, you know, just in one preseason game, he scored 6 points. You know, he did show out in the scrimmage that you were at, but, you know, still – it's an incomplete. You don't know what he's going to bring right now. Hopefully he comes back sooner than later. What about the big man, Jakob Poeltl? Again, you know, he did really well in a few games in the preseason, but kind of faded out a little bit. Didn't really make too much noise, Joe. What did you like about Poeltl in, I believe he played four games?
I like Jakob Poeltl's game. He was a younger version of Paul Gasol. You know, Paul Gasol's getting a little long in the tooth. He's getting up there in age. And he still has his moments here and there. But Jakob Poeltl, he looked very, very much the part of a younger Paul Gasol out there on the court. And you got to admire his defensive tenacity. You know, he's not afraid to mix it up and go after these rebounds, go after the highly coveted offensive rebounds. He gets some easy tip-ins around the rim. Very athletic, runs the floor good. At sometimes he even looks like a huge point guard out on the court, you know. I like the way he runs the floor. And I can only imagine, you know, being in the Spurs system for the next couple of seasons, how his game's going to develop. So that's another one that, you know, definitely you got to keep your eyes on this season. I think he's going to be a solid player. And at some point in time, Jeff, I'm actually predicting him to maybe even take over the starting role and have, you know, Paul Gasol, maybe Greg Popovich will finally have Paul Gasol come off the bench. So I'm looking forward to that if it does happen.
Yeah, Paul Gasol did say in recently after a practice that he's fine if that's what it takes for him to come off the bench, he'll do it. But I think Poeltl definitely needs more seasoning in the Spurs system. He did look really good in that first preseason game, but again, really didn't put up consistency, what I was looking at of him in the four preseason games that he did play for San Antonio. He's very big, we know that. He can pick up some size. He runs the floor very, very well. He's very active around the rim, which I really like. But in statistically, you know, 3 points per game in four preseason games. He had about 1.5 turnovers per game, which is fine. But, you know, what I liked a lot is nearly 5 rebounds a game. He averaged 4.5. The Spurs definitely need that. Especially because their defense took a hit. They can get those second chance opportunities that Poeltl could provide, and I think they'll take it.
Oh, yeah. You know, you kind of love the, like I said, the way he crashes the boards. You know, the only thing with the Jakob Poeltl that I did see is that he's kind of hesitant when it comes to taking a mid-range jump shot. He kind of hesitates a little bit, like he's not very confident, but I'm hoping that, you know, working with, I believe it's Skip, you know, he can kind of develop his jump shot a little bit more.
Yeah, Chip Englund is known for getting the best out of guys and players to shoot better. So hopefully he'll work with Poeltl, because if he starts knocking down that mid-range shot or just a shot in general, you know, he'd be a very effective player. Then there was a Chimezie Metu. Again, you know, played 4 games in the preseason. He's very young. He's very raw. He's a little bit on the thin side. But I can see why the Spurs liked him and selected him.
Yeah, he looks very good out there on the court, Jeff. I got to admit, you know, he was very athletic. Like you said, very springy, very long. You liked his energy. He has a lot of raw tools, again, like I keep saying about a lot of these young players for the San Antonio Spurs. And, you know, he's going to spend some time in the G League, no doubt. But I think it's going to help his game develop. And I look forward to him, you know, maybe having more of a role come next season, but you definitely he needs some work. But this is another one of these players that, you know, the Spurs have gotten that's young and raw, and that they can mold into, you know, possibly a very good role player in the Spurs system for years to come. So you kind of like the chips that they already have in reserve, you know, for some of the aging veterans that they have on the team. So it looks like they're not going to miss a beat, Jeff. I got to be honest with you, man. I like the future for the Spurs.
Well, you know, the Spurs definitely have a bright future if they develop these guys properly. We talked about Metu, again, four games played in the preseason. Didn't really put up too much as far as we have points per game, but, you know, 2.8 rebounds in four games. There's literally three rebounds right there. You got to like that, but don't expect a lot out of Metu in the regular season. Okay, so let's go ahead now and dive into my takeaway from the preseason. But before we do that, Joe and I are going to take a quick break. Okay, we are back, and I'm about to give you what I take away positively, because we got to put a positive spin on this after the horrific preseason injury-wise the Spurs had, and that is the offense. The Spurs are definitely going to put up numbers and then some. At least through four preseason games, or five preseason games, that is, I'm sorry. The Spurs are going to be lighting up the scoreboard. You look at what they did. They've had, what, five guys averaging double-digit points in the preseason. You know them, you love them. There's obviously LaMarcus Aldridge, Rudy Gay, DeMar DeRozan, Marco Bellinelli, and your favorite, Bryn Forbes, Joe. So you know that they're going to be lighting up the scoreboard, and that's going to be their biggest strength. DeMar DeRozan, he is a career average, 20-plus points per game. We know LaMarcus Aldridge looks like he hasn't lost a beat from last year. You like the fact that Bellinelli could at least get some points coming off the bench. And, of course, Rudy Gay, you know, he looked like he's just back to being the Rudy Gay that we all knew before the horrific injury he suffered in Sacramento, his Memphis days, his Toronto days. So you like that. The offense is going to have to really carry them this season, Joe, because, again, you hate to bring this up, we're trying to be positive here, but that defense is not looking good. Joe, what did you like offensively from San Antonio?
I liked how they were very much improved over last season. You know, with Kawhi being out, kind of threw things in a tailspin, and they could never quite recover. This season, however, with DeMar DeRozan inserted into the lineup, playing alongside LaMarcus Aldridge, and even Rudy Gay, you know, in preseason play, he looked very good. You know, you had these three players, you know, two that were going to be starters and one possibly going to be coming off the bench in Rudy Gay. It kind of gave the Spurs a lot more balance, I think, on the offensive end. And that coupled with these young group of players, I think it gives the Spurs more athleticism. They looked faster. They ran the court very well. And they were able to make, you know, most of their jump shots. Now, they weren't very efficient, it looked like, at this early part in the season from beyond the arc. But you did kind of, you know, you loved what you saw out there. Their willingness to share the ball, how they ran the court very well. They were really, really quick out there on the court. And they had really, you know, like some easy layups. And I like the fact that DeMar DeRozan, he's playing angry, man. I like that about him. We needed a player that can bring some attitude to the game. And I think that's going to translate to the other players kind of following that, you know, that suit. And they're going to come up with a, you know, a little bit of that Spurs nasty that Popovich coined so well. So I really did like that. It seemed like they were more aggressive on the offensive end, Jeff.
Yeah, look, the Spurs offensively have a nice 1-2 punch with LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. It's a great inside-out game. We all know that their mid-range game is going to be, you know, one of the best in the league because of Aldridge and DeMar's reputation for hitting the mid-range shot. But you look at what they did in the preseason. They posted 104 points versus Miami. They posted 117 points versus the Pistons. The only time they did not score 100 or more was a loss at Houston. Versus Houston, where they only put up 93, but that's 93 points. And then, of course, in a loss versus Atlanta, they put up 127 points. And then, of course, versus Orlando, 100 points. So they're going to have offense, Joe. And that's what I took away from it, because I think in Popovich's system, he preaches defense, but we may see a shift in that philosophy, especially with a lot of defense out the window. So expect the Spurs to score in bunches, and I think they will. And I think You'll see we'll have great games out of DeMar, Rudy, Bryn Forbes. Yes, I'm saying it, Joe. And so on and so forth. Joe, your final takeaways on the offensive end.
Final takeaways on the offensive end. One, I don't hate Bryn Forbes, and I think he's a good spot-up shooter. And I think he's going to help the Spurs, especially in that second unit. You know, but the way things are panning out, you know, they're going to rely on him to kind of run the point to start the season. So I think he's going to bring some much-needed offensive power to the Spurs starting five, you know, until Lonnie Walker and, you know, maybe at some point in the season comes in and helps the Spurs out in a Derek White. But out of the Spurs right now, I like the fact that they did look a lot better, Jeff. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys come together this season. And, you know, I got to say, Jeff, that they don't look worse than the team that we saw last season. And they looked a little better in regards to the offensive end. Yes, they're going to lose some things on defense. But I actually I'm going to predict that the Spurs are going to probably match the same record they had last year, Jeff. I think they're going to have 47 wins again, and they're still going to be in the mix to, you know, be maybe in the seventh or the eighth seed in the playoffs again. I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs. A lot of analysts I've heard all over the airwaves saying that the Spurs, this is going to be the year they're going to miss the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're still going to be in the mix. So you got to keep an eye out and just support the team and enjoy the season. I'm excited. I know I'm excited, and I know you're excited, Jeff, right?
Yeah, I'm excited, and I think the Spurs are definitely going to be relying on offense to carry them. All right, Joe, let's go and dive into your final takeaway. What did you learn? What did you learn from the Spurs in the preseason?
What I learned from the Spurs in the preseason, the offense has gotten a little tweak. It's been improved. Unfortunately, on the defensive end, they're still lacking, you know, and unfortunately, that's going to be something they're going to just have to live with. They're going to just roll with it. But I think they have enough offense to hopefully kind of even things out in the end. Now, Spurs fans are going to not, let's say, have to lower their expectations. But Spurs fans are going to have to get used to the team not being the defensive powerhouse that it once was. But on the plus side of that, I think they're going to be a very exciting team to watch. And, you know, the fans are going to get excited about that. Now, is it going to translate to, you know, winning maybe 50 wins? Probably not. They're probably going to match last year's win, you know, in the win column when it was 47 wins. But regardless of what happens, enjoy the season, you know, whether it's a long season or it's a short season. If they don't make the playoffs, if they make the playoffs, just enjoy it. You know, we as Spurs analysts, we have to pick apart the team. But, you know, from the fan perspective, just support the team and enjoy the ride, man.
Yeah, you know, and I hear what you're saying about the defensive end. I think everybody knows exactly defensively the Spurs are not going to be, you know, the juggernauts they once were because of the heavy losses. Popovich talked about that after the Orlando win in the preseason, you know, saying how much he's going to miss Danny Green, Kyle Anderson, and that he said it was unfortunate that the team could not keep them on board. But nevertheless, look, you know, the troops are going to be coming. You know, DeJounte Murray, you know, maybe not this season, but next season he'll be there and he'll get improved as he rehabs. White is coming back. Walker is coming back. You know, Rudy Gay, hopefully he'll be okay to start the regular season. So there'll be bodies on the floor to do whatever they can. And I think that's what the Spurs are going to have to do on the defensive end is simply just survive. They're going to have to just survive and, you know, maybe run a little bit more. And I think we're actually going to see a very exciting Spurs team as they're going to lend to whatever players that are left on the roster because they've been ravaged by injuries and, you know, run more up-tempo, get Forbes going, get DeMar going. You're going to see a lot of excitement. But, you know, they say defense wins titles, defense wins games, and I think that's going to be the Achilles heels. But they're going to be an exciting team, I think. You know, they may be even, you know, highlight worthy moments in San Antonio, believe it or not.
Yeah.
One of the things, you know, my final takeaway too is just the fans. I think the fans, they're ready for this. I think they're excited. I think they're ready to move on past the Kawhi Leonard ordeal and, you know, see the new chapter in Spurs history now that the big three is over. And we'll see how the future looks. But, you know, everything is looking bright right now. Hopefully the injury bug will go away and the Spurs pick up some wins and contend for a playoff spot. But just Spurs fans are going to have to just weather the storm right now until everybody is back on board, because right now it's all hands on deck. Okay, so Joe and I, we're going to take another quick break, but when we get back, we're going to give our final thoughts. Okay, Joe and I are back. And Joe, what are your final thoughts as the regular season is here?
Regular season's here. Celebrate. Enjoy it. Revel in it. It's almost like Christmas Day, you know, come Wednesday when it's the start of the season. So I'm very much looking forward to the start of NBA basketball, and not just watching the San Antonio Spurs, but watching all the teams out there and watching the competitiveness, because it was missed. You know, I didn't know what to do with myself, Jeff, because I wasn't able to see NBA basketball, but it's back now, so everything is going to be kind of returning to normal.
Yeah, exactly. My final thoughts as the preseason is now a wrap and the regular season is here is just brace yourself. You know, it could make for a very long season, but I think it'll be an exciting season. I think this is simply just another step for the Spurs to, you know, try to remain competitive in a very ultra-competitive Western Conference. And everybody who's thinking about tanking, that's not in the Spurs vocabulary. They're not going to be tanking. That's not even going to happen. So I know there's a big section of Spurs fans that want to see them tank. That's not going to happen. So they're going to try to put their best foot forward. And I agree with you. I think they'll be fighting for a seventh, best-case scenario, eighth seed. But it's going to be just really, really tough right now for San Antonio because – you know, not only they hit with the injury bug, but they got to develop some on-court chemistry. And then they still got to get on-court chemistry for the players that are going to have to come back from injury.
Yeah.
So it could make for some bumpy roads ahead, Spurs, listen to Spurs fans. So just brace yourself for that. But I think it'll come together towards the All-Star break, road trip era period. And we'll see how they go from there. I think that point we'll see what the Spurs team is made of. But Joe and I, we're done talking. It's time for you to start talking. We need to hear what you think. You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at jeffgspurszone. And Joe, how's Two Shots going? I mean, is Two Shots gearing up for the season already?
Yeah, we're gearing up for the season. You know, we got some other people joining us as well. So we kind of have like a Two Shots podcast network now. So you'll see some exciting content coming out from us. And you can follow us on Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out. TWOSHOTS podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also check us out on the internet at twoshotssa.com.
Yeah, and make sure you also follow Joe on Twitter simply to show him how much he loves Bryn Forbes and send him pictures of Forbes and, you know, maybe buy him a jersey of Bryn Forbes because he would really relish in that, aren't you, Joe?
I would wear that. Yeah, if somebody brought me a Bryn Forbes jersey, I would put it on, man.
All right. Well, it's about that time, Joe. So the season is here. So let's get ready. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. And we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.